ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 Chapter 22, titled Prithu Maharaj Meeting with the Kumaras. Text number 27. Dagdaso Mukta Samasta Sadguno.
Dagdaso Mukta Samasta Sadguno.
Dagdaso mukta samasta sadguno.
Dagdaso samasta sadguno.
Naivatmano bahir antar vikaste.
Naivatmano bahir antar vikaste.
Naivatmano bahir antar vikaste.
Naivatmano bahir antar vikaste.
Paramatman paramatmanor yat Vaya vadanam purastat.
Paramatmanor
yad vaya vadanam purastat.
Paramatmanor yad vadanam purastat.
Svapne yata purastat tat vinashe.
Svapne yata purastat vinashe.
Svapne yata purastat tat vinashe.
Svapne yata purastat vinashe.
Dagdasayo mukta samasta sadguno.
Dagdasayo mukta samasta sadguno.
Dagdaso mukta samasta sadguno.
Dagdasayo mukta samasta sadguno.
Naivatmano bahirantar vikaste.
Naivatmano bahirantar vikaste.
Naivatmano bahirantar vikaste.
Naivatmano bahirantar vikaste.
Paramatmanor yad vaya vadanam purastat.
Paramatmanor yad vadanam purastat.
Paramatmanor yad vaya vadanam purastat.
Paramatmanor yad vadanam purastat.
Svapne yata purastat vinashe.
Svapne yata purastat vinashe.
Svapne yata purastat vinashe.
Svapne yata purastat vinashe.
All material desires being burnt, mukta, liberated, samasta, all, tatguna, qualities in connection with matter, not. Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Atmana.
Atmana.
The soul or the super soul.
The soul or the super soul.
Vahi.
Vahi.
External.
External.
Anta.
Anta.
Internal.
Internal.
Vikaste.
Vikaste.
Acting.
Acting.
Paramatmano.
Paramatmano.
Not the super soul.
The super soul.
Yet.
Yet. Yet.
And. Vayavadana.
Vayavadana.
Difference.
Yes.
Purastha.
Purastha.
As it was in the beginning.
As it was in the beginning.
Svapne.
Svapne.
In dream.
In dream.
Yatha.
Yatha.
As.
As.
Purusha.
Purusha.
A person.
A person.
Tat.
That.
That. Vinashe.
Vinashe.
Being finished.
Being finished.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. When a person becomes devoid of all material desires and liberated from all material qualities, he transcends distinction between action executed externally and internally. At that time, the difference between the soul and the super soul, which was existing before self-realization, is annihilated. When a dream is over, there is no longer a distinction between the dream and the dreamer. Okay, we'll read the translation effectively. When a person becomes devoid of all material desires, and liberated from all material qualities, he transcends distinction between actions. Executed externally and internally. At that time, the difference between the soul and the super soul, which was existing before self realization, is annihilated.
When a dream is over,
there is no longer a distinction
between the dream and the dreamer.
Okay. That's about almost a page of purport. Srila Prabhupada purport. We'll try to read. So all of you listen attentively. As described by Srila Rupa Goswami, Anya Abhilashita Sunya, one must be devoid of all material desires. When a person becomes devoid of all material desires, there is no longer a need for speculative knowledge or fruitive activities. In that condition, it is to be understood that one is free from the material body. The example is already given here. A coconut which is dry is loosened from its outward husk. This is a stage of liberation. As said in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.10.6, Mukti liberation means Sarupena Vayavastita, being situated in one's own constitutional position. All material desires are present as long as one is in the bodily concept of life. But when one realizes that he is an eternal servant of Krishna, his desires are no longer material. A devotee acts in this connection, in this consciousness. In other words, when material desires in connection with the body are finished, one is actually liberated. When one is liberated from the material qualities, he does not do anything for his personal sense gratification. All that time, all activities performed by him are absolute. In the conditioned state, there are two kinds of activities. One acts on the behalf of the body, and at the same time, he acts to become liberated. The devotee, when he is completely free from all material desires or all material qualities, transcends the duality of action for the body and soul. Then the bodily concept of life is completely over. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami says, Ya Yashya Harir Dasya Karmana Manasagira Nikhila Pati Avasthatu Jivan Muktasa Uchite. When one is completely fixed in the service of the Lord, he is a liberated person in any conditions of life. He is called Jivan Mukta, liberated even within his body. In such a liberated condition, there is no distinction between action for sense gratification and action for liberation. When one is liberated from the desires for sense gratification, he has no longer to suffer the reactions of lamentation or illusion. Activities performed by the karmis and the jnanis are subject to lamentation and illusion, but a self-realized person, liberated person, acting only for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, requires none. This is a stage of oneness or merging into the existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This means that the individual soul, while keeping his identity, no longer has separate interests. He is fully in the service of the Lord, and he has nothing to do for his personal sense gratification. Therefore, he sees only the Supreme Personality of Godhead and not himself. His personal interest completely perishes. When a person comes out of the dream, a dream vanishes. While dreaming, the person may consider himself a king and see the royal paraphernalia, his soldiers, etc. But when the dream is over, he does not see anything beyond himself. Similarly, a liberated person understands that he is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, acting in accordance with the desire of the Supreme Lord, and as such, there is no distinction between himself and the Supreme Lord, although both of them retain their individuality. Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam. This is a perfect conception of oneness in relation to the super soul and the soul. So, we have a lengthy talk. So let us discuss that. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Rupaye Swayam Rupa Kadamagim Pradashtisvata. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastava Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Actually, this verse has to be read in conjunction with the last verse. Then only it makes sense. Because it's talking about the liberated platform. And the previous verse talks how one has to reach that. Yesterday, Ananda Prabhu was taking the class. In that, you know, it says how surrender to the Guru and following his instruction, one should do. Then slowly once one comes to the liberated stage, and then this happens. Now, to start with, Srila Prabhupada is talking about pure devotional service. Right? Pure devotional service means what? What is pure devotional service? Uninterrupted unmotivated. Right? The interest is only to serve the Lord. There is no separate interest. Yeah? There is no separate interest. No separatism. Only to serving God. Now, for our level, this is a very, very high platform. Correct? Isn't it? Very, very high platform. So what we are doing right now, we are doing bhakti, but what kind of bhakti?
We are doubting.
We are doubting, correct. But what is the bhakti we are doing now? Are we doing pure devotion service?
No.
What bhakti we are doing? Sadhana bhakti, correct. So, what is the problem with the sadhana bhakti? There is some obstacles in sadhana bhakti. So, what is that obstacle? What is the difficulty? Come on. We'll try to have discussion, understand, you know. So what is that obstacle we have? In pure devotional service, right, there is no obstacle. Why? Just as my hand goes and takes the water and drinks, I am not putting any effort. Am I putting any effort? It's just naturally I'm feeling thirsty. I'm drinking. Because the hand is part of this body, the natural propensity of the hand is to serve the body. And therefore, I don't see any difficulty. But if my hand is paralyzed, I cannot move this hand. What will happen? It is an impediment to the body. Right? So, in pure devotional service, it is a natural tendency of each of the part to serve the Lord. There's no difficulty. Right? But we have not attained that stage. We are in sadhana bhakti. So in sadhana bhakti, the obstacle is
personal attachment.
Someone said, who said personal?
Personal desires.
Correct. In sadhana bhakti, it is branched as two, like this. What is that? We have our personal desire, and we also have the desire of the Lord as well as a spiritual master. Because we have a desire, at the same time, we are following the instructions of the spiritual master. Isn't it? To please the Lord. So, there is sometimes conflicting natures. It will come.
Personal desire is multi-branched, sir.
Yeah?
Personal desire is now multi-branched.
Yeah, multi-branched. That depends on the individual in what mode there is. That's a good point too. That depends on in what mode they are. In the mode of ignorance, branch after branch. In the mode of passion, some branches, you know. But in the mode of goodness, its branches are coming down. Because in the mode of goodness. Okay? So, In sadhana bhakti, which you are doing, there is our interest. Oh, I have to work. I want to do something, whatever may be, you know. And then we have to please our Lord. That is why we are balancing every day, isn't it? Are we doing full devotion service? No. We have to do 16 rounds. Then there is a time, you know, all of us come for the discussion of Krishna. Right? Then we go home. We do our work, whatever work we are doing. So there is separate interest. Okay. Now, in pure devotional service, what happens is all the karmas are burned. The material designation is removed completely. And the person does not suffer in pure devotional service. But in sadhana bhakti, there is a remnant of karma. As we go, it will reduce. So, in pure devotional service, a person is free from the... This is a very important point. In pure devotional service, when someone is performing pure devotional service, he is completely free from the... and bodily identification. He thinks that he is a servant of Krishna. He is free from matter. This is very, very important and very difficult for us to understand as well. Because we are embodied. Right? So, this is that high level. We always keep that high level, you know, goal. Okay? Then coming back to our level, we are all conditioned, isn't it? Conditioned. What is conditioned? We should try to understand deeper and understand. What is conditioned?
We are the influence of
things. Yeah. So, sometimes we say air conditioned. What does it mean?
Adjusting the air temperature.
Yeah. So we are conditioned, air is conditioned to be in that room at 20 degrees or at 30 degrees, whatever you are set. Right? Someone has to set it. In the same way, based on our previous actions or karma, we are put into a condition. I may be in the mode of ignorance, you may be in the mode of goodness, you may be in the mode of passion. If we are conditioned, you know. So we get a psychophysical body. This body which we got, it is not based on what we wanted, but what we got out of our previous activities. So, we have got a body with whatever place and all that. This is made up of matter. And the subtle body is also conditioned. The mind thinks in one way. No matter whatever you preach, the mind will again go back. All of you have experienced that, isn't it? The mind keeps on going into the same path because you are conditioned. So in conditioned life, what happens is we come under the control of the Lord's material energy. So understand Krishna's power. All the energies are coming from Krishna. Right? Energies, he's a person, unlimitedly powerful person. He's not like you and me. Universes are coming from his body. Energies are coming from him. So there are all energies coming. In that material energy is also him. So we, as conditioned soul, we are covered by the material energy. Now why we are covered by the material energy? What? Is it because Krishna wanted or we wanted?
We wanted.
So this has been explained in the Bhagavad Gita 13.22. What does it explain? What it explains is, the living entity, because of his previous karma, he gets a body. But based on the body, he wants to enjoy matter. See, eye is there, right? Eye is there, obviously. You have got a choice. You can come and see Krishna and nice things. Or you can do some nonsense with the eyes. Correct? So based on his conditioning, what happens? He tries to enjoy, and therefore the material energy binds him. This is a problem of the material energy. When we say material energy, the main component of the material energy is the
mind.
Desires is the form of mind. Where is the desire stored? In the mind. So, in all, for all practical purposes, when we say mental energy, we mean the mind. And the mind nature, what is the nature of the mind? Mind sticks. Anything you do, it sticks on. Anything you put, you see something, a billboard or something, you may see it and go, but that is stuck to the mind. The mind is like a glue. It's very difficult to remove. Like a glue. Anything it sticks on, like a magnet, you can say. It sticks on and it will never leave. And therefore, what has happened is, in our previous lives, we have put desires after desire, and desire after desire. And so the mind is a logical container, and we have put desire after desire, and we are acting based on that, based on default. So who has done it? We have done it. We have filled up the mind. So therefore, what Krishna is suggesting is to empty the mind. How do you empty the mind? Going into the kitchen? Because that's one way. By?
Chanting.
Yes. Who said chanting? That is right. By chanting only you can empty. There is no other way. If there is any other way, please tell me later on. Let us discuss. Because I don't know any other way other than chanting. And all the acharyas are saying. So what is this chanting? Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So what happens? It cleans. You have a board at home, I agree, to write? Board, no?
It's like a paper.
Paper, okay. Now there is a board here, right? How do you clean that? We have to clean it, isn't it? Dust. Dust. So the Hare Krishna mantra words make a duster. So if you don't believe, try to do it and see. It acts like a duster. So the mind is slowly cleansed. So therefore, one of the principal aspects of bhakti, which is explained by our founder Acharya, as well as all the Acharyas there, is what? What are the principal aspects of bhakti?
Hearing
and chanting. This is the principle. Doesn't matter what level you are. You are Kanishtha, you are Madhyama or Uttamadhikari. You see. Even my Guru Maharaj hears. So for anyone, the principal aspect is hearing and chanting. One should do. This is the principal aspect of bhakti. So, what happens is, when someone follows this process of bhakti, simple process of hearing about Krishna, what we are doing is, we are not doing something right. We are sitting and hearing about Krishna, okay? And chanting Krishna's name, if possible, maybe later on. Now, what happens? The cleanliness takes place. And this is known as the process of bhakti. So, bhakti can be defined as building a relationship with Krishna. And get this point, everyone has got a free relationship to have with Krishna. Isn't it not amazing? This relationship is not limited. All of us can have a relationship with Krishna. Now, in the scriptures we have seen that demigod have relationship with Krishna. Human beings have relationship with Krishna, and then animals also have got relationship with Krishna. What is an animal, which is a very famous story, which has a relationship with Krishna?
Cows.
Cows.
Yes. In terms of Srimad Bhagavatam, I was thinking.
Gajendra.
Who said that? Gajendra.
You.
Yeah, Gajendra. He was able to offer prayers as an animal. So, what does it mean? So, there is a relationship. Any relationship has got two parts, isn't it? One is, we have to do, and the other one is the Lord reciprocates. Now, one may ask a question. How come relationship works? We see that in Gajendra. When Gajendra was in crisis, an animal, he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord reciprocated by coming back and killing the
crocodile.
Very good. So, is it not relationship? Is it not reciprocation? Isn't it? So this bhakti is a free relationship one can exist with God. Like in the normal life, right? It is anyone there in this room without any relationship, material relationship. Which means you should not have father, you should not have mother, you should not have brother, you should not have sister, no friends. Is anyone like that? No. Everyone has got some relationship, isn't it? Either with the friends, if your parents are there, yeah, some relationship. And the same way, this relationship is beyond matter, beyond the three modes, beyond this world. So it's a very unique relationship. Now this relationship will be taught only by people who are practicing that. You cannot learn this relationship, this spiritual relationship, from material person. Right? Because they are two different energies. So spiritual relationship you have to learn from spiritual institution, especially from the guru acharyas. Now, as we perform bhakti, which is hearing and chanting Krishna's name, what happens? It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam 3.35.33. Kapil Dev explains. What does he say? By performing devotional service, naturally, without any effort, the subtle body dissolves. Just as when we eat, the fire in the stomach burns the food we eat. Right? Neil, how many of you, when you eat, you are thinking, I have to digest the food? Put up your hand. You're thinking when you eat, you have to digest the food. Huh? Naturally digest. And what do you get after eating? You get power, nourishment. In the same way, by performing bhakti, your karmas are reduced. And what do you get naturally? Love of Krishna. Without effort. Bhagavatam is saying, this is how powerful the process of bhakti, hearing and chanting Krishna's name, so powerful. Because Kapila Muni in the Canto 3 is an incarnation of the Lord himself, and he is saying this. Without any effort, one can dissolve the subtle body, which is a mind. Because why do you have to dissolve the mind? Why do you have to dissolve the subtle body?
Root of all problems.
Why is the root of all problems?
Sticks.
It is sticking on here? Because it is the mind which is giving bodies. The mind. Because of the mind in the previous birth, we got this body. Now if you store, you know, the mind is producing desires. Based on the desire, you get different bodies. How many bodies are there? How many forms of bodies you can take? 8.4 million species bodies we have got. We can pick and choose. This is how Krishna has given arrangement. He has not only made the spiritual world very vast and, you know, with variety, the material world is also like that, vast and variety. Because Krishna is very powerful. Everything he made it very big. Material world itself is so huge and so, you know, desires and so many forms. See, 8.4 million species. If someone wants to know that what are the different, you know, forms and all that, you can read 2.9.1 verse, I think it's there. Second canto, 9th chapter, first verse, it gives a highlight about the tree. First and two, it gives an order. Okay. So, the process of bhakti, what does it do? It dissolves the subtle body without any effort. Just as I said, by taking the water, I'm not putting any effort. I'm thinking and immediately I'm drinking. So in the same way, if someone acts as a part and parcel of Krishna, naturally, you know, he serves the Lord. It's a natural process. It's not something artificial. The other day, when I was walking on the road, you know, when you walk, sometimes you get stone and all that. I was thinking, in Melbourne, we don't have much stones on the road. It's pretty clean. And I looked down, and it was a bolt. A bolt has come from a machine. We don't know where it has come from. Small bolt. Then, that machine, that bolt, if it was in the machine, how important is that bolt? Right? But because the bolt is separate, it has lost its identity and it is on the road and people are stepping on the boat. You understand the point? So the boat, if it is a for an aeroplane, if there is a one bolt missing, it cannot fly. It's so important. So we may think that we are all negligible. What is the small? But when we connect to Krishna, the insignificant become
significant.
Because he is powerful. So all we have to do is connect to him. How do you connect? The chanting. Easy process. Who cannot do chanting? It's a very easy process. Just sit down. If you can't sit on the floor, sit on the chair. Doesn't matter. Chant. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare.
The yoga process of this day and age. Just by chanting, one can go back to Krishna. And one need not have to take birth, repeated birth again and again and again. It's not needed. Just by this process of chanting. So this is what is being explained in the first pure devotion service. Right? And we talked about. Now the next one, what is said is, in the translation it says, at that time, the difference between the soul and the super soul, which was existing before self-realization, is annihilated. Now, what does it mean? The difference between soul and super soul, before the process of self-realization, is annihilated, after you do devotion service. What it means is, before becoming a devotee, we have, what is it?
Condition.
Yeah, what desires do we have before coming as a devotee?
Material desires.
To satisfy ourselves. And then after becoming a devotee, or after becoming, you know, practicing devotion service, what desire do you have?
Spiritual desires.
What is spiritual desire?
Serving Krishna.
To please Krishna, or to please Krishna as devotees. The difference between super and super. So there is a conflict of interest. So before we had a material desire, and now we have, so after coming, we are performing sadhana bhakti and we are taking up the process to please Krishna. So there is our desire and there is Krishna's desire. So there is a conflict. Right? Now, how do we resolve this conflict? Because all of us, yeah, to some degree, we are practicing sadhana bhakti, is it? I cannot say I'm practicing 80%, you're practicing. We are all trying to practice sadhana bhakti, which means at any given point in our life, we have a conflict of interest. Yes? Yes? Some point we have, isn't it? There is some personal desire coinciding with Krishna. For example, tomorrow, I don't know, just in case. I may not, today I'm very enthusiastic because I'm coming and giving Bhagavad Gita. Tomorrow I may not be as enthusiastic. So my rounds in the morning may not be okay. Just for example, I'm saying. So there's a conflict. But I know that I have to chant. But the mind will say, okay, relax, it's Sunday. Just do it in the afternoon. You know? Mind is always deceiving. Like that, if you say, you know, there's a conflict. But I'll say, no, I want to chant. Mind will say, no, relax. Yes, 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 conflict. And then all the 16 rounds will be finished. With a conflict. And go down. Because most of the time what happens is, I tell him a practical thing. I start the car, you know. And soon I realize that I've reached home. I am not applying any effort. It's the big, you know, the subconscious taking me. All through the signal I'm going, I'm not aware of what signal I'm going, how I'm going, but I reached home. I am not putting any effort. But I remember many years back when I came here, I was so much careful. You know, I was driving, like who was coming this side, that side, you know. That was about many years back, 10, 15 years back. But now, without any effort, I'm driving the car. So the mind records subconsciously and it's going on. So this is what I was trying to say. Sometimes, you know, by the time you finish your rounds. So how do we solve this conflict of interest? How do we solve? We have our interest. We have an interest to please our Guru and Krishna. Okay? That's a conflict of interest. How do we solve that? or how that is being considered, or how can we work on it?
Pray to Krishna or the request you help solving this. Pray to Krishna or your gurus help solving this.
Yes, you can pray to Krishna. Any other opinion, suggestion?
Hearing and chanting.
Hearing and chanting nicely, attentively. Yes? No suggestion?
Association with devotees.
Association with devotees also improves. Then?
Dovetailing
all your aspects, all your work to Krishna, you know? In whatever way you can, at work, outside, social, anywhere.
Think of Krishna while you're doing that.
Yeah, think of Krishna. And all that. That's all acceptable. Now, how the process works, we'll explain. Now, what happens is, say for example, I don't know about Krishna. Right? I'm a stranger. When I came from India, I'm a stranger. Now I come to the temple. Then, anyone here who's coming to the temple for the first time? Okay. So when you come to the temple, you see, okay, there is a Lord there, there is Guru, you pray to the Guru and all that. Then everyone is chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You hear, right? Then what happens?
You also sing.
You also sing. Correct. Now what is happening, right? Hearing and singing, three things are happening. Thinking, feeling, acting. So when you come, before coming to Krishna, your thinking is only material. How to make money in Australia? Now I'm getting $40. I want to get $50. I'm getting $60. Let me go to Sydney and get
$70.
Correct? This is our goal, is it? I am driving Toyota. I want to drive Mercedes. BMW, isn't it? All of us have gone through that. So what happens? In the association of devotees, you're thinking how it changes first. There's a change to your thinking. What do you think? This is good. Nice atmosphere. Prashadam is good. Isn't it? Some thinking changes. Otherwise your thinking will not change. It's a cycle. Repeated birth and death. Material energy will not leave you. Remember, glue. Glue means not leave. Okay? Now, your thinking changes. What are you thinking? Hey, it's good. Hare Krishna mantra is good. People are all smiling. All of you smile. This is Krishna consciousness. All are smiling. Okay, when I at home, I know I have a problem. At least when I come here, there's a smile there. So all of us come here. Thinking changes. Now what is thinking? This is a very important stage. Whether it is mental activity or spiritual activity, thinking, feeling, acting is very important. Otherwise you cannot act. So thinking changes. Then comes feeling. What is feeling? Feeling is an emotion. See, if I'm like this, everyone knows this guy is, you know, something wrong with him. Is it? So, smiling means, okay, he's happy to talk. So, feeling is an emotion. So, your feeling changes and that drives the action. And then what happens? You also chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Has changed within 1 minute. This is very, very, very difficult in the case of jnanis and karmis. So what do the jnanis do? They want to detach from matter. What we are doing is we are attaching to spirit. Krishna is completely spiritual. There is no material things in Krishna. Anything, Krishna's words, Krishna's action, Krishna's story, Krishna's prasadam, Krishna's devotees, everything is spiritual. This is also spiritual. The next building is material. This is spiritual. How is it? The next building is also they use cement. They also use brick. They also use wood. But here, everything is spiritual. Association with Krishna. Everything becomes spiritual. Prabhupada always gives a very famous example. What is that? An iron rod kept in fire, what will happen?
Becomes
as good as fire. When you are in touch with the completely spiritual personality, what happens to you? You go and see. Now after some time you go out to the city and see yourself. With the three modes, you know, you will go down. With Krishna, you go up. It's the power of Krishna consciousness. Okay? So, how the thinking, feeling, acting changes when you come to Krishna consciousness. And then gradually what happens? You perform bhakti. Now what happens when you perform bhakti? What happens? Your karma decreases. Your obstacles come down. So as the obstacles come down, your bhakti increases. And then your relationship will become stronger and stronger. See, as such also, everyone has got a relationship with Krishna, whether he is a materialist or a spiritualist. Whether one is a devotee or a non-devotee, everyone has got a relationship with Krishna. But that relationship is
limited.
Inactive. The mobile phone is switched off. So the mobile phone has to be turned on. How do you turn on? Again, by chanting process. Association with devotees. So, once when someone comes in contact with Krishna and develops a relationship, the karma naturally goes down and the relationship becomes stronger and stronger, and you can see that the Lord is reciprocating to all the individuals. How amazing is this Krishna? And I tell you one thing, I cannot even reciprocate properly with my son and my wife. I struggle. I tell you the fact. But Krishna, very expertly, he can reciprocate with all of us in the room without any problem and to the perfect level because he understands you. I have really not fully understood my wife. Just say, nor my son. Because what time, what they're asking, I don't know. I want like this. This time. But you said you wanted. Yeah, at that time I said, but now my desire has changed. What time? I want blue sari. This is blue. No, at that time I want blue. Now you get me one more sari. So blue and red. Two saris. Where's the money? Desire has changed. But Krishna, he knows all of us individually. And therefore, he can give perfect relationship. In the material world, the relationship lasts for some time, then it breaks. Whether he breaks it through the form of divorce, it has to break through the form of death. But in spiritual relationship, this relationship continues not in one birth. In the next birth, following birth, until Krishna pulls you back to him, and then again he expands his relationship with you. It doesn't stop. Oh, because you come here. Okay, spiritual world, fine. Goodbye. No. Again, he expands. So, how powerful is this relationship with Krishna? It expands and expands and expands. And this person whom we are having relationship, he will not die. In the material world, there is always a fear. I am putting so much of faith. I am putting so much of love to this person. Will that person is reciprocative of my love? Is he going to live there, you know? Because you're investing all your energy into him. And that energy will never be lost in the case of Krishna. Because what does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita 2.40? What does he say? Sulpam abhyasya dharmasya. Little bit of devotion service you do. Little bit. You come here, you appreciate Krishna, and you talk to the devotees. Hello, how are you? Little bit. Then what happens? It is protected, life after life. It is protected. And there is no problem. So this is a relationship. It's so important, right? Because relationship is so important in life. Now, since 2 days back, my wife left to India because my mother-in-law was not well and whatnot. Now, I am in the house, you know. I am feeling a loss of the relationship. Something, you know, vacant. I will get over that. I'm just saying. You know, because someone is in the house and all that, then leave. Then, even though we're doing, you know, you say, okay. See, that's why the relationship is so important. And that relationship works, increases, and you get joy Sometimes, see, not most of the material relationship will give you joy or happiness. Sometimes one has to fight also. When the husband and wife fight, it's not very good. And when they're happy, it is good. But it doesn't work because the material world is duality. Sometimes they fight, they have to sometimes be happy also. But in the spiritual world, there is no question of bad or good. Always blissful. So this is the advantage of Krishna consciousness. There's no duality there. So if someone wants to be happy all the time, this is a process for you. But if someone doesn't want to be happy, then please don't come here. Because if you come here, you have to be happy. This is a process of Krishna consciousness. This is the process for the soul. Because the body, anytime. See, the other day, I had to go to a doctor for something. The doctor said, referred me to a consultant. Then I went to this radiology place or something. You know how many people are waiting there? You will not believe. Especially a little bit elderly people. From 50, 60 onwards. You know, many people are sitting all over. They are worried about what is happening to the body. Listen, I am not telling story. I have seen them, so I am explaining to you. The radiology, I looked at them, I observed them. There is a nearly like, you know, like this, maybe you can say some 15 to 20 old people only. They are waiting. Some of them are waiting to go to the operation theater to have a scan or something. And some of them are waiting for the results because they immediately give. And they are in full anxiety. Because we don't know what is happening. The two kidneys, one bladder, if it goes, liver, finished, body is over. Heart, one small heart, if it doesn't pump, 5.5 liters of blood, gone. Even if you remove 500 ml of blood, can I remove? 500 ml of blood, we are finished. I will be going like this. This is our position. The blood is going through all part, including my finger. If the blood doesn't go, my finger will not work. Liquid. This is our situation. And why are we so puffed up with that? Right? So we should not, we should know the capability, our capability. Right? If the blood doesn't go to the brain, finished. The whole body will not act. So these people, materialistic people, they don't know, right? Unfortunately, they don't know. So, they are very much cautious. What will happen to my body? So, every 3 months, they go and find out. Oh, my liver is okay. My kidney is okay. You know? I mean, 65. I'm 85. So, I'm okay. So, they're counting like that. So much of anxiety. So much anxiety. I've seen that. The other day, I was thinking, oh, at least Krishna, thank you very much. This process of devotion service is there. And there also, you can chant. And so much, you know, happiness. No anxiety. So this life as Krishna consciousness is amazing actually, you know, how it puts you above the, you know, bodily platform at times when you chant nicely. Okay, coming back to the last side of it, Srila Prabhupada talks about dream. Yeah? Dream and the dreamer. This is also important. You know why? See, I may dream that I am a king, I've got a California, this is my queen, I've got, you know, children, they're all, you know, princes and all that. But the moment I wake up, what happens? Night dream. In the same time, we are also dreaming in the day. Right? In the night time, the mind is dreaming. In the daytime also, mind is dreaming or not? Yes. My daytime. So this is, Bhagavatam says, this is known as daytime and nighttime dreaming. In the daytime, we think, oh, I want to earn money. Eh? I want to become rich. I want to do this. I want to do that. Right? Dreaming. In the night time you dream. But we reject the night dream. But we should also reject the day dream. How do you do that? That is why this verse has been said. In pure devotion service, what happens? They go to such a level that the bodily identification dissolves. As we said, it is a very high level. But it's nothing wrong to know that level. If you go to the university, you're studying, isn't it, Prabhu? You should know for a subject what is high distinction. You may not get high distinction, but you should know, right? This is 85 marks, this is 95 marks. And then whatever mark you get, that's fine. In the same way, you should know what is pure devotion service. and where are we? Otherwise, there is no goal for us. So in pure devotion service, there is absolutely no bodily platform. Why? Why? Because he has reduced all the karma effortlessly by doing devotion service. Devotion service doesn't need any effort. Doesn't need any effort. You can voluntarily do that. Because it's a natural process. What the material life is a unnatural process. Okay? So, whatever we are dreaming in the day also can be eradicated. At this stage it's difficult because the mind is attached. It's very difficult. So, we have to transcend. This is a very slow process. Once you transcend and go to the spiritual platform, which you can do very effectively in Krishna conscious, then at that time, you can think that, yes, daytime also I'm dreaming. Nighttime also dreaming. But why do I take the daytime dreaming very serious, whereas the nighttime dreaming, I simply reject. Oh, it's a dream. I was not a king. The same thing. Oh, I'm not responding. So that is what is mentioned. Okay. All of you look a little bit tired. So I think it's a good idea to stop there. Right. Thank you very much. If there's any quick questions or comment, take it. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you for the nice class, Prabhu. So you recommend, or Bhagavatam recommends, that we should reject the daydream. Then what do we do? If you reject the daydream, then what am I supposed to do?
But it depends on what dream. See, dreaming, the mind dreams for me, but the soul wants service. The dreaming is a phenomenon of the mind. What is dreaming, Prabhu? What is dreaming? Dreaming means illusion. I want that, I want this, I want to achieve. But none of the things you are going to achieve. And even if you achieve, it will be taken away from you sooner or later. Right? So, the service is the one that helps you out. So, can I ask you, when you say dreaming, what do you mean by that?
Like, so what do I do in the daytime to maintain myself or the family? Is that the dream you're talking about? Or?
That is part of the dream. That's why I said, for our level, we are doing sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti means we have got our interest, at the same time we've got the interest of the guru. Right? So we are trying to balance. But as I said again, not to be confused, this is a state of anya abhilashita sunyam, where I have not rejected my karma. I have my duties completely. I'm still had to do my duties, household duties. And at the same time performing devotion service. This is for anya abhilashita sunyam. All that, a very high platform where the only interest or desire is to serve Krishna. Do we have that interest? Do I have the interest? No. That means only I should stick on to Krishna all the time, 24 hours. Srila Prabhupada says 24 hours a day. It's a very high level, but all of us are practicing them. And Srila Prabhupada gives always examples, right? Ripe mango and unripe mango. Unripe mango will become ripe sooner, but we have to wait. But what I am trying to say is, the mind has a dreaming potency, and the whole material world is a daydream. That's a point which Bhagavatam is establishing. And how do you go over there? By performing devotion service, you go to the state where you go beyond the body. At that time, you can see, oh, this is a daydreaming. But right now, we can only reject the night dream. We cannot reject the daydream. Because it depends on the level. So coming quickly to your question, it's a good question. We have got 9 processes of bhakti. 9 stages of bhakti. Once you know that stage, is very easy. What are the 9 stages of bhakti? Starting from Ato, Shraddha to Prema. What are the? Quickly, we'll see 9 stages. What is that? That helps us a lot. What is that? Ato, Shraddha. First is a faith. And then the next is? Sadhu Sangha. As we say, we come and associate with the devotees, and your thinking, feeling, acting changes. Then comes what?
Bhajana Kriya.
Then you slowly like it. You keep on doing, coming more frequent to the temple. And then what happens? Next. All your karma disappears slowly. And then? nishtha, steadiness. You will come every day to the temple. Before you are coming once a month. Now every day, you want to come 2 times a day. Or you want to move to the temple, next to the temple. See, this is steady. And then comes ruchi. Ruchi means taste for Krishna's name. And then comes ashakti's attachment to Krishna. And then bhava is ecstasy, feeling Krishna's presence. Sometimes we do maybe 1 second in some 40 days or something. When we do, that's what our level. But ecstasy means every second or in a day, you know, many times that it exists. Then, pure love of Krishna. You want only Krishna. You don't want anything else. Don't want anything else. Even if I offer you $80 billion, you'll say, I don't want it. No, this is that level. But yes. Now if I give you $80 billion, you will say, can I have 82? If I give 82,
81.
One more, please. Stop. This is a mind level. Cannot more and more and more. And for all that, it will easily, mind can be satisfied by Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
If mind is happy, we are all happy. If mind is not happy, we are not happy. Because this is our stage. So the mind can be happy by associating with Krishna and His glory. Okay? Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Gantaraj.